Time now for the Wide Open Three. A fast-paced look at local and regional sports. Brought to you by Bain Dental Group. When it's time for you to open wide, you'll want Bain Dental at your side.
Bain Dental Group is currently accepting new patients at our three different locations in Bowden, Carrollton, and our new state-of-the-art facility in Billerica. Bain Dental Group can provide any dental service you require, including oral surgery, implants, and braces. We accept most types of insurances, making our dental care affordable and attainable. To make an appointment with Bain Dental Group today, call 770-258-5516. For generations of smiles, Bain Dental Group has you covered.
From the 316 Healthcare Graddock Sports Studios, this is the Wide Open 3 presented by the Bain Dental Group for Tuesday, July 30th. Georgia's most promising Olympian, Brody Malone, helped Team USA earn the bronze medal yesterday during the men's gymnastics team finals. This is the first time since 2008 that Team USA's men's gymnastics has won a medal. Malone struggled in qualifying on Saturday, but rebounded to help lead the team to the podium. Malone is a native of Rockmart, Georgia. The 24-year-old took his second shot at the Olympics after making his debut in the 2020 Tokyo Games. In the 2020 Tokyo Olympics, he finished fourth in the horizontal bar, and the U.S. men finished fifth as a team. The 24-year-old won gold in the horizontal bar at the 2022 World Championships, but missed the prestigious annual event last year with an injury. He suffered a near-catastrophic injury to his knee, which made him sit out all of 2023. Grant Holmes turned in an impressive outing for the Atlanta Braves, but their bullpen was unable to protect a 2-1 lead in an 8-3 loss to the Milwaukee Brewers. Holmes has been a story of perseverance. After getting drafted in the first round of the 2014 MLB draft, Holmes finally made his Major League debut with the Braves earlier this season. This was the first MLB start of his career. He was impressive, going 5 innings, allowing just 3 hits and 1 earned run with 8 strikeouts and no walks. Off the field, Alex Anthopoulos is bringing back a few familiar faces, including outfielder Jorge Soler, to help address some of the offensive needs the Braves have. The Braves acquired Soler and Luke Jackson from the Giants while sending Tyler Matzik to San Francisco in the trade. Beyond the offensive potential of Soler, the Braves also managed to keep the prospect cost to the minimum by taking on nearly all of Soler's contract. This could allow the Braves to make additional moves on Tuesday. Stay tuned, as the Braves could stay aggressive ahead of today's 6 p.m. trade deadline. Tonight, the Braves will face the Brewers in Milwaukee for Game 2 with first pitch set for 8:10. Remember, you can keep up to date with all things local by giving us a like on Facebook and a follow on Twitter at Graddock Sports and online at GraddockCommunications.com. From the 316 Healthcare Graddock Sports Studios, this has been the Wide Open 3 presented by the Bain Dental Group. I'm Adam Pecoro.